Joining us now is Brendan Bayard. He's one of our paddling reporters. And, Brendan, going to be busy time on the west side of the state for paddlers. Got a lot of pre-fishing going to be going on. Why will they be doing that?
Yeah, Don, we have a new series coming out next weekend. It's the Hobie Saltwater Series, and they are going to partner with different clubs around the country for launching that. And the first one we have within kind of our area is the Cajun Castaway, hosted by our sister club over there, Lafayette Kayak Fishing Association, and they will be having that event next Saturday. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people over there pre-fishing, checking out all the different areas. You know, probably a lot of people down in West Cove fishing the Ship Channel with this really slow tide we got today. But those fish have been, you know, in that Ship Channel area on those like 12-foot ledges right there pretty consistently over the last, 3 weeks or so, since mid-July, and flounder always kind of around there, and then just go up into the marsh or on the edges where those canals dump into those bigger bays over there, and catching redfish. So pattern is what it normally is, and people are catching. You just got to put together the right fish for next weekend and get that slam, and you can go walk away with a new Hobie Lynx that they're giving away for all these events.
So is this catch, photo, and release, or is this a fish bring the fish in tournament?
This is a bring the fish in tournament.
All right, and it's a slam, so that means redfish, trout, and flounder. Where will people be able to sign up? And I understand there's a meeting next Friday night, and then the weigh-in's going to be Saturday. Is that both at the same location?
Yeah, the you sign up on the Facebook page for the Lafayette Kayak Fishing Club, and the captain's meeting and the weigh-in will be over at Crying Eagle Brewery in Lake Charles. So that'll be a good time, no matter if you skunk.
Yeah, I may have some adult. I'm pretty sure they have some adult beverages around there. That's good news. All right, catching crabs from a kayak, where and how?
I have been catching crabs, but I haven't been catching them from a kayak. I usually, have the kids or the family with me. We go out to the beach over the Elmers, just spread out some lines, and then take turns in the kayaks going out and catching trout. And, somebody stays and works the lines. And the crabs have been running pretty good in the morning, especially when there's a high tide coinciding with the morning. It's a good time of year to get out there and fill up your ice chest if you want to make your little crab boil. And, catching some nice trout, too. You kind of got to weed through a few of them. There's a lot of small ones out there, but, catching lots of fish is pretty easy. It's just, filling your limit with sizable ones is a little tough this time of year as, you have some fish transitioning in to the bigger bays kind of in the interior. It kind of seems like it happens every year about July. Some of those bigger fish kind of start heading inside, and then you're left with like a million, 10 to, 14-inch trout along the beach, and that's kind of what we're seeing.
All right, Ride the Bull coming up in 2 weeks. The big one, the bull reds for a sleigh ride in Caminata Pass out of Bridgeside Marina. How do people sign up, and what's the outlook for the bull reds? Are they there now?
Yeah, we're catching bull reds today with the real slack tide. I'm not exactly sure if they're going to be stacked up anywhere. They just might be all over the place. I would try, maybe seeing the bridge pilings and seeing if they hold some structure or something like that right now if you're fishing out there. It's always a great time to go out there and catch a bunch of bull reds and have fun doing it with a bunch of people in almost like a party atmosphere. You don't need much to catch a bull red. You just need kind of you can catch one on a light tackle. It's a little bit better to bring a bigger piece of tackle and get them into the boat quicker because, during Ride the Bull, you're going to have a lot of people around you. You don't want your line to get tangled up with people around you. But just crank on that drag and, bring you some 50-pound test, and you can whip them up into the boat in under 3 minutes if you really crank on them.
It's better for the
time coming.
Yeah, it's better for the survivability of the fish too. Lastly, got some information on tarpon running over in the Florida area.
Yeah, my good friend Brandon over there in the Emerald Coast area has been uploading a lot of drone shots. He's been out chasing tarpon. So if you are in the area over there in the Panhandle and want to chase tarpon, this is the time of year. Usually about mid-July until now, they start teetering off. But, you know, he's seeing some packs of, you know, 4 to 6 tarpon running along the beach early in the morning. This is just kind of that Perdido area. Just go out and, you know, you'll see bait balls and just kind of, you have to be mindful and just kind of watch right past the breakers, and you'll see them come through if you're patient. So always a good.
Yeah, it'll take your breath away. Best place
Eric
to put a kayak.
One, I remember.
Yes, he did. Best place to put a kayak in over there.
I usually go over to Navarre and put down, they have the whole National Seashore. They don't have a pass over there. But if you want to go to the Perdido area, there's a park right there past the bridge at Perdido on the Florida side, if you will, of the pass. And you can just get some wheels and go past the jetty so you're not fighting that current that goes in and out and launch out there.
Good little trip. Brendan, thanks so much for the report. We appreciate it. Good luck on your tournaments, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right. I'll give you a report next time. Thanks.
Yeah. Should be down at Ride the Bull.